Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This podcast contains language that may not be suitable for young children, toddlers, sensitive adults, people suffering from genophobia, misophobia, select sound sensitivity syndrome, and those allergic to nuts. Wait, what?
You see what I did there?
All right, sitting here with Abby Hartley, social media director for ConnectingVets.com. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Phil?
Well, I'm good. And I'm really only good because of what we're getting ready to talk about. And can I just read a little from what we published on Friday?
I wish you would.
Some are calling it obscene. Others say it's hilarious. But one thing for sure is that naval aviator and amateur artist responsible for the ad hoc skywriting is in some serious trouble. The Navy had to apologize after one of its pilots used its aircraft to draw what appears to be a sizable penis in the skies above Washington. And we'll just pick up there, you know? Yeah. Why not start there? When you first saw this story, and of course the picture, which was associated with it, you know, you can't miss it. There it is. Phallus. Big as life. Just hanging in the sky, you know?
Oh my God.
Did it bother you? I mean, you're a girl. I mean, did seeing that?
Well, like, here's the thing that has always puzzled me about men is, like, you don't see me going around drawing vaginas and stuff.
That's
you know,
true.
I understand culturally that are funny, but I don't totally understand the compulsion to draw them on everything. And I think this is like just like a manifestation of that. But also my first thought when I saw that was, one, that's incredibly symmetrical. Like, that, but, he did a great job.
Yeah.
It's really clean.
Artistically speaking, to be able to like, and to put it in like another kind of context, I can't jot down a phone number on a piece of paper while doing 20 miles an hour on the highway. I mean, can you imagine having the wherewithal to be going like, what, 500 plus miles an hour and keep it as symmetrical, the lines
as
straight?
It's perfect. And even like the little, like the figure eight from the nutsack is like perfectly proportioned. It's like, it's weird. It's weird how good this particular drawing is. And also, my other thought was like, That man, I don't know what he's working with, but it's probably not impressive.
Oh, you mean to feel compelled to have to skywrite
yes.
a penis a quarter mile in size means he's compensating for his, yeah.
I mean, you know, like Ron Jeremy's not doing that. You know what I mean? Like he's not taken to the skies to telegraph how enormous his member is to the rest of the world. So I'm just saying.
I think it was a statement about his particular member. Maybe he's just fond of them. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I don't know that he was trying to say it was his per se. Look, I'm going to stick up for the guy any chance I get, because when I get somebody in here that's calling me out as far as a man preoccupied with genitalia.
Oh my God.
While we can't necessarily speak to his motives and the pilot has not been available for interviews, shocking.
Well, the Navy isn't letting him go out and do stuff?
No? I so wish they would, because, I mean, second to Tom Cruise and like to the Top Gun era of the 1980s, this would be the most powerful recruiting tool. I mean, a guy with this kind of sense of humor, this kind of artistic ability, and let's face it, a badass pilot. I mean, I don't know how you fly a plane in that,
me
you know,
neither.
The hard eight alone to make the, you know, to make the ball there was, that's an impressive flight maneuver. But to combine that with another turn and just amazing.
It's perfect, which is so bonkers. I wonder, like, I'm picturing the recruitment video now where it's like, it's Tom Cruise shirtless playing volleyball in jeans, smash cut to him like in the
right.
The seat, you know, flying, and then we zoom out and it's just a
and of course all the while the dun 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 I went to the danger zone.
Danger zone. And then US Navy fade to black.
I mean, you know what? Although it might alter the demographic of their recruitment, if you know what I mean. I mean, you might get like, you know,
the Village People already happened. The ship has sailed.
And I'm not saying there can't be kick-ass gay pilots either, because there can be, and I will go on record saying that, you know.
And there probably are.
I'm sure there are, and more power to them. Godspeed.
Oh,
I'll
my
say,
goodness.
If we look backwards, I don't think our preoccupation with the penis is just limited to, like, modern times, though. Because, I mean,
oh,
if
no.
you look, if you look back, you know, cave dwellers, what are the hieroglyphs, mm-hmm. Those statues in like Mazatlan and the Aztecs and all those areas. I mean, whenever you find an old civilization, one thing they held in the highest regard was the male member, you mm-hmm. know.
I'm having a flashback to when I was in college and I took this religion, like ancient history course, and it was this old lady teaching who I loved. And there was this fertility guide that is marked by both his really large breasts and his, as she would call it, large pendulous penis. And that's...
She's like a private school teacher in the South?
She was one of the first women to ever graduate from Dartmouth, like ever.
Oh.
So quite old, quite famous, quite smart.
Okay.
But had this really hilarious little old lady voice and...
Do it again, just one more time.
Large pendulous penis.
Funny every time you say it. It just is.
Thanks, Ackerman. Love you.
Oh, that's good. Okay. But yeah, so you stated, though, that, yeah, it's in the history books. I mean, this isn't a new thing. I don't know. Let's talk about comments real quick. Mm. The comments in the article alluded to some folks, most folks, getting the joke and just thinking, funny,
yeah.
Bravo, well played, sir. Well played. But then there was like the one woman that was like, I venture to say woman. I don't remember.
Was
it a female?
Yes.
Yeah. And her complaint was, how do I explain this or something like to that?
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, how do I explain this to my children?
Well, I have two opinions on that. And
okay.
One, if you're, I mean, even if your kids are all girls, I'm assuming at some point you're going to have a talk with them
yeah.
about how bodies work. And like a in the clouds cannot possibly be the traumatic event that defines their childhood. It just can't. Also, if you don't know what to say, like just say it's, I don't know, it's a weird rabbit, or like it's a horse head, or
right.
it's a rocket. I don't know. Like just you can just be creative. And also
zucchini. It's a it's,
exactly. Just like get creative, Susan.
It's a paintbrush. It's a middle finger. It's
what do you think it is, sweetie? But also another criticism I've seen is that it's a waste of military money. And like, I'm not a veteran myself, as you know.
Okay.
But I will say that over 4 months of me working here and listening to you guys talk, this is by far not the biggest waste of time the military has ever undertaken.
No, right. Yeah, some of the stuff I did on that carrier I was on for, you know, so many years. I mean, there was just no way they were getting their tax money out of me. I mean, that was, you know.
Like, if we're going to start getting angry now, it's a little late. It's a little late.
And really, government waste, fraud, abuse, what? I mean, the guy was still at least practicing flight maneuvers,
exactly.
Which, dare I say, would come in quite handy over certain countries.
Oh, can you imagine? Wasn't it Eric who was saying, like, imagine if we did that over, like, someplace everyone's looking up, no one sees.
Oh, you know. Boom, Helmand Province, Afghanistan, right there, AFPAC border, Uri Day, just a bigger and a bigger one. Maybe do three of them, just all kinds of them. Or like North Korea. What better way to give the middle finger to Kim Jong-un?
Imagine the letter we'd get. Another dotard letter.
We strongly reject your phallic symbol in our skies.
What? Sorry, I can't hear and draw on a bigger d.
Of course, it might be more challenging to make it over Kim Jong-un's neck of the woods, though, because you'd have to, like, really, to get the joke across, you'd have to make one really small. And I don't know if they can.
Oh, my God, Phil. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad you weren't offended. I hope at least the male species, in our ignorance, we at least amuse you regularly.
That is something I can say.
Yes.
That is definitely something I can say.
All right. Men, we'll be here for Abby's enjoyment and amusement. And always great work. Appreciate everything you do on the Facebook and the Twitterverse. Abby Hartley, quick-witted as always, my friend.
Bye. I understand culturally that are funny, but I don't totally understand the compulsion to draw them on everything.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.